I am Keith. Happy 2013, and I'll be damned if everything doesn't smell delicious. What's doing, co-host the girl?
Hello, how are you?
I am great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. It seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I got a whole new computer set up, by the way, and I didn't have to rip out any of what little hair I had left. I didn't have to throw anything across the room. Now, who's to thank for that? Of course, technology Andrew is here. I'm so pleased he's here. We have a supercomputer to handle the Keith and the Girl Marathon coming up. 54 hours long, thanks to you guys helping the Keith and the Girl Kickstarter out. That's what it ended up being.
That, of course, starts this Saturday at 4 p.m. I just finished making the schedule, although I have a feeling someone's going to email me like, oh, how come I'm not on the marathon? Well, because we sent you three emails,
right,
and we don't know how you deal with your email. But I have this schedule. I haven't even shown it to Keith yet, but it is nonstop, absolutely amazing. I'm just going to read a few of the names: Mike Lawrence, Christian Finnegan, Margaret Gomez, Rich Voss, Tanya O'Debra, Diane O'Debra, Trey Gallion, Chris
Laker.
Whoa,
there's another O'Debra.
Yes, there is, and she's going to be on the marathon, first time on a Keith and the Girl thing.
We can only have one set of tits in at a time, I assume, right?
Tanya O'Debra is not as titful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's okay. Jimmy Fallon, who was on What's My Name before, he'll be on. He was the cab driver, Victor Varnado.
Oh, okay.
Brother Love, Pat Dixon, Adam Spiegelman, Ben Lerman, Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, Annie Letterman, Face Boy and Rev Jen, Emmy, J-Fod, Dan Soder, Nick Turner.
Dan Louis Soder, Kass- just on Conan O'Brien, an excellent
yep.
job. I wrote him. I said, I'm watching Conan A+. You did good too.
Anyway, it goes on and on. I'm really excited about it again Saturday. This Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, we go for 54 hours, which means we finish on Monday night at 10 p.m.
That's right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Can you imagine? You know, I like I'm saying, I got multiple screens. Looks like I'm in the Matrix. I'll send you a picture. But new computer, everything going on. Thanks again to Tech Andrew from Canada. I'm wearing my Canadian shirt in his honor today. A lot of good, great things came from Canada, I assume, right? I mean, every country had to give something. So I'm assuming something happened. Downtown Abbey, I think, came from Canada.
Do you watch Downtown Abbey?
Everybody loves it. I don't even know what it was. It sounds like some stuffy England show. No, thank you.
I saw a little bit of it while I was at Lauren's parents'
what
house.
What is it?
I thought they said, oh, you know, you don't really have to watch from the beginning because they wanted to start watching wherever they were, and it's totally fine. I'm amazed that this is so popular. It doesn't seem like a pop culture-y sort of thing. And Keith, you will absolutely despise it.
Okay.
It's, I like the way they talk because they're so expressive and yet so calm. It's like, well, I thought that it would be nicer if you thought of that ahead of time. Don't make me cross with you. You know, like
right.
that kind of thing, except in a wonderful British accent.
I say, I'll take a crumpet. Did you say strumpet?
I could see myself watching. It's like an old-timey British soap opera, to be honest. You know, someone loses their wealth and, you know, someone else is used to be a chauffeur. Now he's marrying one of the rich people and it's absolutely driving everybody crazy. You don't have tails for dinner?
Right.
Where are your tails? You know, so he's not wearing the right thing, not doing anything and blah, blah, blah.
Let me explain, by the way. So seamless as we are doing this show as such professionals. I'm hearing a noise going on. You may too, now that I mentioned it in retrospect. Tech Andrew quickly technologied the entire room and knew that we left our printer on. This is so exciting. This marathon is going to be so great, and this is a treat. Now, no, I did not see Downton Abbey. I did see the new Andrew Dice Clay special on Showtime. But there's really no time to talk about it. There's just so much to get to. Ay, yay, boy. Eesh. Let me mention this. Here's what I want to tell you about. Vista Print. You know them?
Yeah.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them before I had a business.
It's actually where we get our business cards done.
They have calendars. You know, it's 2013. Think about this. Business calendars. I'm talking about vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Now, think about this. You know companies that do that. And what do you do with those calendars you get from the companies? You put it on your fridge. You put it on your wall. And you're like, I'll wait until, you know, I hire some super artist to draw a calendar on my wall.
Right.
But for now, this will stick there. I order from a to-go place because they gave me a magnet. I order from them all the time. Same stupid chicken dish. I don't even care for it.
I know. I can't find any of my menus. So the ones that have magnets win.
Right. Well, listen, get one of these calendars. It reminds everybody of your business. They keep it up all the time. They didn't think to get a calendar. Oh, I'll get a calendar when I get one. Here's a calendar. And you're the sweetheart that gave them a calendar. Great for small businesses. You can add a... I don't know why small businesses. Great for big businesses. Great for all businesses. You could pre-mark your dates when your business is having a special offer. That's kind of cool, right?
That's a good one, yeah. We should make those.
Yeah, add coupons and reminders to order products by a certain date. They need a calendar anyway. Get one from Vistaprint. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Get a great offer. Here's the offer. All calendars, including wall, desk, poster, wallet, and folded. I have to get a desk calendar, by the way. No joke.
Yeah, Keith likes to get it and post it on the wall so he can cross off the days. And sometimes he gets really excited because he didn't cross them off in the last 5 days. So he gets to cross off five.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not the only one.
Look how excited you just got.
It's so excited. It's like, oh, 2 weeks are done. I like when two or more weeks you didn't cross off and you get to just do big diagonal lines through it. Now, I have a calendar in my house and I have my calendar pen and I would mark it off. And then my fiance would just take any other pen and just put an X on the date. And I'm like, you gave that calendar to me. You can't just be using whatever pen. Use the same pen. It's like a work of art you gave me, and I keep it like a work of art. But go to Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Here's what you get. And even folded calendars, 50% off, and you get free shipping on your entire order if you spend more than $30. You spend more than $30, you get 50% off. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Check them out. It's So Fatso rating me. Of course, you can rate in our feedback service, keithandthegirl.com/feedback. Glad to hear you're out and sounding off again. Thank you. I'm out of the hospital. Christ can suck my dick if he thinks he's slowing me down, because I'm not done.
Wow.
VIP.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Isn't it so funny? You don't believe in God. You still know it's shocking.
You know what? Also, I never believed in Christ. I was raised Jewish. It's right. coming out of your mouth to tell Jesus Christ to suck your dick.
You can eat my ass. People rate me. What if I saw a show, and what if this abscess was God's plan?
Yeah,
that's mean. He goes, what if it's God's plan to get you to stop drinking? And I said, well, God should know it wouldn't work. Right? Wouldn't he realize that? He fucked up, didn't he? That's the only way, by the way. I have to give you an abscess. Why doesn't God just make it so alcohol doesn't affect my liver?
Oh.
Right? Wouldn't that be the smart way to go?
Yeah.
He goes, how do you know it's not real? I'm like, I don't know. You just know some things. How do you know you're not in the matrix? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm smarter than you. I just know something you don't. That's all. And I'm trying to tell you. That's it. But anyway, we did some VIP shows. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. I did a show with Danny. He had me on. It was just a one-on-one because Henda was on vacation. She was in... Hawaii. And I did, that's the show with Danny. This guy tricked me. Me of all people.
Okay, good, because I saw your face when I told you, or at least whatever it was, when I said my show went about 40-something minutes, but it was really good, the idea is to make Danny's show 15 minutes, and I went, you know, triple the time, and you were like, he tricked you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it was a good conversation, so I let it keep going.
53 minutes me and Danny are talking.
You guys only did that to one-up me.
Well, I wanted to get the record. But we did a lot of talking. In fact, if you want to hear more hospital details, it's all on his show. That's where I talk about. I'll tell you this answer now, because I just want to... see what Kendra's curious about, what she thinks. How much was the hospital bill? But we talk about the hospital bill, how I worked out, how much of the hospital bill I'm going to pay, how to work the bill. If you're interested in that, I would definitely, definitely check that out. I get in more into that, and we talked about movies, tick grabbing, a lot of fun. How much, by the way, Kendra, do you think my hospital bill was?
In total, right? We're talking about whatever MRI, whatever...
In total from the hospital, except I am getting random bills, $400 for this, $100 for this, $400 for this.
So it could keep adding up.
And they don't even tell you what it was for. Hospital work, $400.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what?
Well, it could have cost you $400, you know? It's not an MRI. Right. That costs at least $1,000.
Some doctor came in, was like, hey, how's it going?
No, you were right about the Tylenols, $400 each.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think your total bill, including everything, Tylenol and all.
Okay.
Little sockies.
So I have one, not counting, they gave me a separate bill, it seems, where I went to New York City.
Mm.
And the big New York City, Queens couldn't handle me. So they sent me to New York, and I assume this bill is for when they actually put this hose in my liver to drain the abscess.
Are we counting that bill?
That is, I will tell you that one to give you a little hint.
Wait, can I guess that one?
Yes.
$6,000.
$3,000. $3,000.
My hospital would be $6,000, but we know what we're doing, and right. We give you sheets without complaining about it.
Now, as you hear on Danny's show, there's a sliding scale, and this and that will be a lot, significantly less than that. But still, you open up your envelope, you don't know where it's from, and you owe $3,000. It's right. A little shocking. Yeah. Now, what is the main bill that came from the Queens Hospital?
And you stayed in there for 2 weeks, right?
I stayed there for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I enjoyed their services for 2.5 weeks.
I was going to guess $100,000.
$100,000, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Just based on how many tests and how much they were bitching about and how much they wanted to keep you in, I don't know.
Right. $40,000. $40,000.
Okay, more than... your average person makes a year.
That's a couple cars, right? Yeah. I was telling Dana I could have went to college.
No, you couldn't.
No?
Maybe not in this day and age.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better then. I was telling Danny how they moved me from a room of 4 people to a room of 2 people. I just go wherever they move me.
The moving fee like $250?
It's an upcharge of $500 a day. Because I got moved to a room with less people.
But you didn't even ask for that.
Of course I didn't ask for that.
Oh, my God.
I if it's cheaper, I would have stayed in that x-ray room with 50 people bleeding all over each other. It was entertaining. I don't know if healthy. But when a guy pulls out his IV and blood goes everywhere and you go, oh, movies are fake, it's worth it. There's not enough room to hide that you're making a man probably still on heroin swallow a tube down his throat to get out the blood. That's enjoyable to see. Don't do me a favor and put me in a semi-private room.
Oh, my God. How are you not on YouTube 24/7 looking for shit? You disgusting person.
I look around. I'm like, I'm in a YouTube video. This is shocking. But My Name is Keith is also in the VIP section. And that is where we talked about everything regarding the death, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, God.
Of Keith McNally. It's titled R.I.P. Keith McNally. I get it all out. I go over these emails that I promised you I would read about that he's been sending me. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. And then on the flip side, sending letters to me and Khemda. Please stop holding me. So you can hear the full story. Judge
please
it.
Stop
how you,
what?
Please stop holding me. Please.
Hurting me.
You're holding my feelings. You could be mean sometimes. So if you want to hear everything that's going on, definitely check that out. It's my spinoff show. My name is Keith.
Now, I didn't get a chance to listen to this yet. You just put it out.
Right.
Makes me nervous to talk about this kind of stuff because it's just, you know.
Right.
It's fucked up is what it is, which is probably why a lot of people want to hear it. I know that Danny is friends with McNally. Did he have trouble talking about him?
You know what?
I know you had Danny on specifically to at least have a little bit of an opposing view.
Yeah, I did because I didn't want to seem like I'm just harping. Danny would not just go along with it. You know right. what I mean? I offered it to Danny and Lucas. And Danny said, yeah, I'm up for doing it. And so we followed. And it was fun because Danny was on the first My Name is Keith. So it's fun to see how his life went, you know, from when I first yelled at him to when I'm yelling at him now.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, yeah.
Right? In the first one, he was talking about his girlfriend at the time. Like, and she's very good for me, but no, she's not the one, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. And now he's not with her anymore. So that's fascinating to talk about. And then we get into McNally. It really gets to a point, though, after some of these emails, one, two, where he's like, wow.
It's hard to defend.
It's impossible to defend. Oh. It's impossible to defend. Gun control, religion, my little yap about God at the beginning of today's show. On the forums, keithmcgirl.com/forums, everything can be debated about. It doesn't look like this can. Whoa. It doesn't look like anybody can hear this show and go, I got to be honest, I'm on McNally's side, not for nothing. I don't think you can be. I don't think you can be. I don't know who he thought I was all of a sudden that he can push me so much and I would not have to air this laundry. I don't know who the fuck he thought I was. Fuck him. Goodbye. And if you disagree with that in any way, I know you did not hear my show on VIP. I know it.
Now, for the record, you didn't feel any negativity towards him.
I felt nothing. Before he started being a weirdo?
Yeah.
No negativity. I didn't know we were enemies. We're enemies. He's my number one enemy. All news to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody said to me before they heard this show, they're like, oh, I don't know. I like Keith McNally. I go, okay.
Now, what about the fact that...
I don't care, but okay.
What about the fact that My Name is Keith is a, quote, drunky show?
Right.
And you're on antibiotics. You have a liver abscess that was just drained.
Right.
I think you already had your tube out when you were doing this.
Correct.
But the idea of your show is that you get drunk with your guest.
Right. And I'm still on antibiotics. Can't drink for that. But I did not drink, but I tell... I didn't even ask... I didn't even say to Danny, you have to drink, but I said, do you want to? No, in fact, we did his show. We did both shows the same day. We did his show, and then he goes, okay, are we going to do
My
Name is Keith? And I said, let's do some more. Let's finish up all the work for the day, and then we'll do My Name is Keith. He goes, okay, and then you got to get me drunk. And I'm like, all right.
Cutie pie.
Yeah.
You know what happens after that, right? I get these little love texts.
Oh, everybody, Margaret Gomez did.
Oh. Are you standing over him like, really?
No, I went to look for at an apartment, and he's just there. I'm like, do you mind waiting a little bit? He's like, I can't move. I don't mind. Oh, thanks.
I actually knew you were looking for an apartment because he texted me about it. He was telling me his story. Unfortunately, at the time, I was saying goodbye to Lauren's parents, so I couldn't really spend a lot of time with the email, but it's with the text, but it's very cute.
Right. So check it out. Here's McBain89, and he says, I just finished My Name is Keith. I thought I was prepared for McNally, the final chapter. Still literally jaw-dropping. Wow.
Mm.
Angie the Strange, ding dong, the witch is gone. R.I.P. McNally.
Wow, I thought Angie liked them.
This is Angie the Strange.
Angie, yeah,
liked them. No, they had a little thing at the very end where she's like, "I can't believe you're on Keyside. Fuck you."
I see.
Yeah, he did. No, he always rubbed her the wrong way. They were never pals.
Well, he sent her an email about you. Why would he pick her?
Because she wrote something on the forums like,
"Oh, I see.
You're being pretty. You're being an asshole."
Oh, to McNally.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so McNally, you know, got the email. Newsy says, the song you put at the end of this show. And that's, by the way, the song, What It's Like. A brilliant piece of work from our buddy Scott, you know, Scotticus, put it together. And Newsy says, the song at the end of the show, I'm losing my shit hearing this. Honestly, I had to stop it midway because I couldn't breathe. I still haven't listened to the My Name is Keith with McNally, the one where he, you know, goes crazy and all this. You would think it stemmed from this, but it stemmed from over 6 years ago, you'll hear. I still haven't listened. By the way, I mean, so much. I really can't even get into it or I'll go on and on. Daddy issues, and I think he thinks I was his daddy.
What?
It's not just mommy issues. This man is a fucking mess, and it's such a mess that I need it out of my life. Wow. But I think he looked at me like the dad that was never there for him, just like his real dad.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, that makes a little sense, doesn't it? And I mean, it's, you know, not that I'm saying you should run with it, but...
Right. I still haven't listened to those shows because I just can't with his emotions when they're that high. But really funny show, this last one. Somebody said it was beautiful.
Wait, funny and beautiful?
Beautiful.
Did you not rip him apart?
Yes. Yes.
By the way, you know what's odd to me? And again, I didn't listen to the show, but I'm reading
I thought it was beautiful.
You're such a sicko.
I mean, dogs and Jenga didn't tear apart a person this much. Yeah, absolutely. It was go time. You had your fun. My turn, shithead.
Oh, my God.
But some people found it beautiful. Good. You know, if you're finally able to explain such a fucking mess, it's beautiful. So I guess so. What were you going to say?
I'm kind of forgetting, but God, that's just...
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't get to hear the show, like I said before, but I'm noticing on the forums, things like what you read, Angie the Strange saying, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Right.
And people are like, oh, I never liked him from 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And I'm like, what is going on? How many people don't like each other and are hanging out? And how many of those people who are saying, we never liked him anyway, bought him a drink?
Maybe, right. Maybe you found out, maybe like in retrospect, you go, oh, yeah, you know. I did see this and this and this.
No, there's some oh yeahs on the forum, but then there was always like, good. You know, right. I was wondering what took so long, or I was wondering why you guys were so close to him and blah, blah, blah. And on the one hand, I'm like, I want to send out this message right now saying, hey, if you don't like anyone, like if you feel this adamant about other people, should
tell
you tell
me.
Us? No, but then...
Andrew an asshole? Tell me.
But then I think, you know, we've gotten a letter like, you know, fuck Danny Hatch, don't have him on the show anymore, for example.
Yeah.
Not many, but, you know, let's say one.
Right.
And we're like, fuck you. Don't. So I don't know. We're asking people to tell us. But
and then he's like, I tried to tell you. You said, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the thing. You said, fuck Danny, right. We say fuck you. Yeah. I mean, if you had some kind of intellectual insight.
Looking back, there were a couple of people that said, I don't like McNally on your show, like any guest.
Yeah, but that's like any guest.
And we threw that right in the garbage.
But people have said that about Matt Bray also, who's a friend of ours.
So here's what you have to do. Don't just write fuck this person. Write super fuck this person.
Oh, no.
And then I'll be like, oh, okay, have my eyes open, super fuck them.
Can you imagine if we get letters about Tech Andrew, who, by the way, is sitting right there,
right? Well,
saying like, seriously, super fuck Andrew, and I'm like, you will have to explain that to me, because I don't know anyone who could not like this person.
I gotta be honest, not to me. You know, some people don't know how to explain themselves.
He's giving you the fingers.
Of course,
right now.
Man, I'm so dumb, I don't even see that as a sign. I'm so clueless, he's so good. Doesn't even bother me. Talking about these VIP shows, Henda did, there's a couple more there under her title, under her show, entitled, of course.
What's My Name?
That's right. And this person writes about, this was the episode with Mariah McCarthy.
Birth Mother.
Birth Mother, it was entitled.
It's about adoption.
In my life, Vivid Rave says,
just to make sure everyone's clear, she is the birth mother. She recently put her baby up for adoption.
Right. Baby was 45 years old, I think.
No.
How old? Brand new. Newborn.
Brand new.
In my life, I've always had a personal aversion to pregnancy and being a mother, this person writes. I've always felt a little emotionally disconnected from it and felt like it was something for others, but definitely not me. This episode didn't necessarily make me want to become a mother, but it deeply heightened my emotional understanding of pregnant women and mothers. I really get it now. This is one of the most riveting What's My Name to me. I laughed, I cried. Thank you for telling the truth, Mariah. Your story was beautiful and real, and thank Hemda for approaching it all so sensitively. You're really helping the world understand each other. Love this episode. Keep it coming.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That's really awesome. Mariah was very giving about her information. I mean, we were talking about getting sewn up down there, things like that.
Good. Keep it tight. Melissa says, awesome episode, Henda and Mariah. I totally teared up on the train multiple times while listening. It's an amazing story, and it's also wonderful to see someone so open about something they struggled with emotionally on so many levels. Hearts.
There was a guy who wrote me an email who said, you know, I was listening to this in my garage. I'm a dude. I was doing very manly things like fixing my car. And all of a sudden, I find myself, you know, holding back tears from your episode. That was pretty cool.
This is Kyle. And he says, I just recently joined VIP. And while the extra shows are amazing, Henda brought me to tears also. Amazing interviews, amazing shows. Thank you for everything that you guys do. So there you have it. If you missed us, you should have checked us out on VIP. Make sure you're a member. It's what keeps us going. And there's so much going on. There's so much going on. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. You'll see everything you get. You'll see, you know, Keith and the Girl TV, which is videos we've done, almost 40, if not more. I think more. It's well worth it. It's well worth it. Anyway, this liver bag that I had, basically, a hose that went into a bag, it got taken out some days ago. And
was it like, by the way? Can you take a shower with it? This is literally a hose through your skin to your liver, and then you have a little sort of fanny pack of junk that's coming out.
During this 2.5 weeks, I was in the hospital. I had the hose on for a week and a half. Then after that, I had it on for some time.
Is there sex?
There's no sex. There's no
sex with an IV?
There's no, you know, regular intercourse. There's no, even showering, I couldn't take it. I mean, good I didn't have sex, you know, I don't want you smelling nothing. But there's not proper showering, you know. I'll try to shower the bottom parts with a shirt on in the shower. You know, plastic wasn't really holding up.
Throw in some water under your pits.
Exactly.
Sort of,
and then like try to jump back, throw water in and then jump back because the hose is right under it.
Oh, that's not dangerous in a shower.
It is dangerous because I have this hose and I have to wait. I talked about this with Danny a little bit. I have to wait for my doctor to get out of holiday vacation, Christmas vacation. So I have a hose that's not draining anymore. I have a hose for no reason.
Oh,
I go to the bathroom, it catches on a table and I'm like, this is the most dangerous part. Ugh. And finally, they go, this other doctor that I'm seeing, so do you want to take this? Yes! Take it! I was so thrilled. It came out. I was so thrilled. And it became just a little dot now I have, and even that'll go away.
That's awesome.
But so happy. Somebody on the forums, you know, whatever you get sick, everybody knows that it's whatever they had. Mm. And he goes, well, I had a hose, and look, I got like a what looks like a big tumor on the side of my body. You'll get that too. And I'm like, okay. But thank God I didn't. But
super fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to do some MRI or something like that in February just to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I bet they'll have you in there every month now that you're getting insurance.
Well, yeah, I have this. It's exactly what Obamacare is. You know, it's for high-risk, pre-existing conditions. And if there wasn't a thing of Obamacare, honestly, I would be on SOL care. And I would just be shit out of luck. I would have to keep going to these follow-ups. Cha-ching, cha-ching. This Mitt Romney wanted me to die. Because I would be skipping a lot of these tests. No, I think I'm good. I don't, you know. Do you want me to just check? Anytime I've been to a doctor for a follow-up test, it's always been good. You hate even going to these for a $20 copay. Mm. But now they're going to go, everything's good. By the way, $4,000, fuck you. You know? If you're going to do something real, I'll come back when I get fevers again. You know, I mean, thank goodness that we have this Obamacare.
Actually, I found out Johnny, my roommate, right. I think it was on New Year's Day or something, he was throwing up blood.
Oh.
And of course, you know, he's just waiting to see until it passes.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have insurance.
Yeah.
Just, so I asked him when I came back, this was, you know, a week ago. I was like, how's it going? He's like, I think it's okay.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Abby is writing in from New York. I'm an anesthesiologist, Keith. I'm wondering if you want to come in sometime to work. I'll show you around. We'll see some entertaining things. Everybody's coughing all over you. I don't know. It does sound fun. I remember having an anesthesiologist, whatever I had done first, shoulder work, knee work, and both, by the way, still hurt, you know. And they do one, and they're putting me under, and, you know, they go count to 10. And I'm trying not to sleep, which is probably, you know, the dumbest thing you can do because you just read reports on people. You know, all your friends tell you, hey, you're getting surgery done. Make sure they put you under because sometimes you're wide awake. You just can't move and let them know. And okay, please really put me under. Okay, dummy. You know, you just hope for the best.
But you then should, are you one of those dopey doctors or are you going to do the right thing?
Right. But,
I'm not insulting you. If you're not the dopey doctor, right. I'm just talking.
Right. Treat me like I'm your child.
I'd be saying they wear masks so nobody coughs on you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So this one doctor says, count down from 10 to 1. And, you know, I think, okay, I'm at 9, 8. And I'm like, oh, I feel myself going. I'm going to count up. I'm never going to sleep, you know. And you're out in like three numbers. Then I get the other surgery done. And the doctor goes, okay, we're going to put you under. And I go, all right, should I count backwards? And he goes, eh, if you want to.
Oh, God.
Fuck you. Yeah, it's my thing. I'm the countdown kid.
Well, I learned it. Yeah. Might as well use it. Yeah. Just like math. Never care, except it's on New Year's. Well, it's the only time I got to count backwards.
Well, I'm gonna. Can you tell me how far I get later?
I've gotten put under, and I'm just like, I better not make it to 5.
Right. Abby says nobody gets past 8.
Okay.
Have me count down from 2. Right? That'd be funny. Count down from 2. I've never heard anything dumber.
She's an anesthesiologist. She goes, nobody gets past 8. And then she says, I guess I'm super good.
I'll bet you. Here we go.
Well, here's some awesome advice from Abby, who is a doctor. Uh-huh. And tell him to tell Johnny that he should really see a doctor about that. Coughing up blood is never a good sign. Mm. Well, thank God Abby's around.
You probably shouldn't. And there's so much stuff where we do. You know, even if you have insurance, you're like, I hope that lump goes away. Yes. I can't be going to the hospital all the time. Right. Is there another one on the other side? No? Okay. I'll give it 3 days.
Yeah, I have sort of, not chest pains, but just like a little sometimes. And I'm like, that's got to be normal, right?
Right. If I can find one person out of 100 that has that too, it's okay. And Googling it counts. Rosie Chan says, I just watched, speaking about Keith and the Girl TVs, Keith and the Girl Burger Off 2. Is it possible that Micah Fox's burger put Keith in the hospital?
Oh, shit.
It's possible. It's very...
Then Lauren's up next because she ate the rest of yours.
That is... How do you look at her like she has taste? Let's be honest.
You know what? Lauren's pretty amazing about food. First of all, she'll try anything once. She once got sick because she kissed a gecko. And she was throwing up, like she was fucked.
Wow.
And
is she trying to get high? That's frogs she's thinking.
She just thinks little... things are so cute. She kissed it. It was really gross. There are geckos all over the island, so they're everywhere. What was I going to say?
Sure, she eats anything.
Oh, she's got really trashy taste, and then she's got really awesome taste. The way I could look at her, like you said, without, you know, making, like, who am I dating
for? Dinner's great. You just had...
Right. She knows. You know what I mean? Okay. She knows, I'm having a good meal now. I really appreciate it. Everything's very light, and she can describe the food, and she makes really good food. Okay. She won our chili off, remember?
Right, that's true.
She won our chili off. So she knows what good food is, but at the same time, we'll pass a Taco Bell, and she'll be like, can we pull over? And she's in great shape, you know, all this kind of stuff. But if she... Her dad has similar, like her dad is, he's like, white trash food is the best food ever, but he has diabetes, so he's got to monitor what he eats.
Hey, speaking of which, I saw this on Twitter, and you know, I have the Twitter app. It's the one I seem to like right now, but it's a free program. So they have these little, you know, Twitter ads, you know, McDonald's Twittered out something, obviously they paid. And here's a Twitter from McDonald's. Get toasty with some sizzle. Start your day with premium roast coffee and a sausage McMuffin, then a picture that just looks terrible. Followed by, and then you see what friends follow McDonald's also, so you'd be interested. Pat Dixon and Jared Logan. Why? I love following McDonald's latest. Like, unless you both are together working on a McDonald's book, I don't get it, right? I can't even imagine a reason.
Deals? That's the only...
I love the deals. I mean, I know Pat's diet, it's terrible.
I heard McDonald's coffee is good.
Okay.
Maybe out of desperation you buy that there. But I don't know why you need to follow them for that.
I Twittered out to Mitt Romney about this Obamacare and how he wanted me dead. I didn't get a response. His son...
You should have said white, male, American.
Mitt Romney has a reluctant challenger to President Obama, a deeply private person. Was a reluctant challenger to President Obama, a deeply private person who wanted nothing to do with the White House, says his eldest son.
You're so dumb.
That's his eldest son going to all of you that support Romney. Hey, fuck you. He never cared. He never wanted to do it. You cared more than he cared. And a wide-ranging election... Does that mean he did... Is that the family's way of saying he didn't really lose? He didn't want it anyway.
Right.
In a wide-ranging election postmortem published by the Boston Globe, Tag Romney contradicted the commonly held opinion about his father that his campaign for the nation's highest office never really ended when he bowed out of the Republican primaries in 2008. Yeah, this isn't the first time he tried. Tag Romney told the Globe he and his mother and...
Is that a name?
Say the Tag?
Yeah.
You want all these families, Tag, Trig.
Mitt.
And they all happen to be idiots. Tag Romney told the Globe he and his mother, Ann, had to talk Mitt into running. He wanted to be president less than anyone I met in my life. Even nobody's want to be president.
I don't want to be president.
He wants to be even less than you.
Wow. Well, we haven't met, in all fairness.
He had no desire to run. Oh, okay. Thanks for wasting my time.
What do we do with that information? You shouldn't be in office at all, then.
Right. This is where he wants to be. I promise you that.
So dumb.
But he doesn't want higher, unless in 4 years I was mistaken. We'll see. The saline is so good, by the way. The drip they give you in the hospital when they don't know what to do with you.
It's like Gatorade in a drip.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It is so good. Do you remember, this was years ago, but I had this bloated feeling and it wouldn't go away. Do you remember? It lasted for a long time until we went to the hospital and they had me on saline for a couple hours and it just went away. And you know, they're doing prostate tests, everything. And they're like, and I'm like, it's gone now, but we didn't do anything that you can look at what you did. Well, if it's gone, sinus. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, goodbye.
It's just stress.
But it is so good. In fact, now I'm trying to think what to do with that hose in the bag now that I don't really need it. I can put it up, fill booze up, you know, put booze in, just give it a big squeeze back into me. Get real fucked up on a Sunday. But maybe...
Well, as long as you're doing good planning.
Well, maybe I put saline in it. You know, what is it? Just salt water? It's a cure-all. This is what Michael Jackson should have been doing instead of fucking with all this other stuff. It keeps a turkey moist. It does tits good. Saline's for everything. It's a cure-all. I like it. But these surgeons I had, by the way, breast doctors, I go in their office. I just think to myself, and what whores do we have today? I can't help it. I just look. I'm like, whose daddy didn't love them?
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Let's take a look. But we have a lot of pictures of the tube and all that if you're into gross stuff. Campy says, welcome back. Welcome from the hospital. Sounds like you've been, if you were at a Canadian hospital. I think hospitals, for the most part, worldwide, you know, not these ones where instead of a thermometer, they put a rock in your mouth, but, you know, countries that are real that we'd visit. I think the service would be the same. And insurance or not, I think the service is the same. They go, what hospital? When people ask me what hospital I went to, before I tell them, I go, in all fairness, I think any hospital would have been the same.
I think it's different. There are private hospitals for people with a lot of money, or you have a lot of money and you're in a hospital.
Unless you have, and I'm talking
big
cash.
Bucks. Yeah.
Then maybe, sure. But at least you wouldn't have to worry about a big hospital bill at the end of a stay in our facilities. Getting out alive is the reward here. Is this where we can share hospital stories? Because I have a few hair curlers. You know, like the scabies outbreak at the geriatric hospital. How did scabies get in there? Through dirty combs at the hair salon.
No.
How about an 18-hour wait at emergency while I miscarried? They sent me home with the prescription for an abortion pill for another patient. They sent me home with the prescription for an abortion pill for another patient.
And she took it?
She took it. Of course you take it. You take whatever they give you.
Oh, my God.
Let's not forget my uncle who, after being in a life-threatening car accident, contracted the flesh-eating disease while in ICU that chewed a hole in his gut so big he has a polymer weave to keep his stomach in his body. Glad to hear that the hot mess that is healthcare comes in through the insurance system as well as the universal system.
Oh, my God.
And this is what I said. I bet it's worldwide unless you have real cash. You know how people work at your office? Healing is just another job, and people just want to squeak by. Mm-hmm. I can't watch any hospital TV shows or movies now. I see someone trying out at the hospital, and I can't hold my suspension of disbelief. I see George Clooney helping somebody. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. He walks them home. Make sure everything's okay. I read a story. People are sending me their stories. I read a story where the dad was in the hospital. The two sons go to the cafeteria, get some food. They start coming up back. Somebody's carrying what you could tell is a dead body on a stretcher. It's covered up, but they're like, oh, no, it's covered up. You can't tell it's dead. He goes, can you just help me maneuver this to the elevator and whatever and help some? It's so tight, these hospitals. And so they help him. They go into the room. The guy's gone. They go, where's our dad at? They go, he passed away. They just wheeled him out.
No.
Then they find out they wheeled out their own dad. Didn't know it.
I don't even know what to say about
that. Yeah. What? Jenny writes, my mom contracted MRSA, a flesh-eating bacteria, while she was in the hospital dying of cancer. It was horrible and added greatly to her suffering. Fuck you, Boca Raton Community Hospital. Now, look at that. Talk about hospitals everywhere. Boca Raton.
Where all the old people go.
I hope all the assholes who treated my mom get MRSA, suffer, and die a slow, painful death.
Is this all the same person?
No, this is somebody else.
Oh.
These are all different people. That's
what
I'm saying.
Are they rich from suing for such craziness?
You hope, but come on, you know. Wow. You hope, but they got their lawyers, of course. That's where the money goes. It doesn't go into the meals. It goes into lawyering. But I got them. I took every single hospital sock they had. You know, those slipper socks.
Do you like those?
I love them.
Okay.
I love them. Fuck you. I have them all. Where'd they go? I have them. Make another run.
Did I tell you we were walking through the hospital to come visit you?
Right.
And I was like, we got to steal something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, steal everything from hospitals. I'm telling you, I said this. Here's a little hint. Whenever you go to the bathroom, you know, and it's like it is hard for me to move anyway. But even if it's easy for you to move, I use a towel to wipe your whole ass.
Did you really?
Yeah, I absolutely did. You asked me that then. You asked me that now. Absolutely true. Fuck you. You throw it in the corner. Yeah.
No,
yeah, they got gloves.
How many towels does it take to wipe your butt?
Just one. Full one.
No. How big is the towel?
It's a towel. It's not a, you know, it's one of their towels. It's smaller than normal, but it's not a washcloth. It's a towel. You wet it, you wipe it. Front and back and by. Cleaner than ever.
I'm just trying to picture you maneuver around the towel. You're like, okay, I got this section. Now I got to go down.
Oh, it's so funny. See, you're probably thinking, like, isn't that more work?
Yes.
That's the point. Fuck you.
Oh my God.
You're like, this guy went out of his way. This is what
I don't even know how you would do it. I'm still envisioning this, trying to work it out in my head.
You just fold it over.
But then you can't reach your ass.
You can reach. If you got to go single, you go single. You want to just do a buff, you go twofold. You go ball. You can ball it to get the top of your ass because antibiotics probably gave you diarrhea. You might have a rooster tail you got to get to. That's no problem. And if you need to use your gown, use that. And just leave it and go, ah, fuck, I need a new gown. I mean, if you have to.
But you're wearing it.
You take it off and you come out without a shirt.
What?
Yeah. And then you go, they're like, where's your shirt? And I go, I need morphine. No questions. But don't do that to the socks. Take the socks and then wash them at home. Can I get a sock? They think you returned it.
My sock has shit on it.
No, you don't use the socks.
No, you don't use the socks.
That's for your home.
That's for home.
Yeah. Waste those towels. Your towels you take from the gym.
It's also funny the way you say towels.
Yeah. Oh, these aren't regular towels. These are towels. Maybe that's what people aren't understanding. Do you think? These are towels. Not towels. So I was like, this hurts.
You're a fucking animal.
Like, this hurts. I'm like, I didn't say tiles. But the gunner says, hey, great haul. Looks like each pair is worth $2,500. $1,800 a night. Wow. Either way. Nobody tell them it felt like $2,400. $1,800 a night after they upped it up the $500 thing.
Wow.
And like I told Danny, let me be clear, because Tech Andrew's jaw is on the floor. That also included days. Alexander's writing saying, start by disputing all the minibar charges. Now you take everything from the hospital. I'll tell you about how IKEA fucked me later on. You're in IKEA, you take all their silverware. If anybody needs a set of silverware, I'm not joking, come to me. I have too much silverware. Now it's affecting my life, all the silverware I steal from IKEA. I take settings for six when me and my baby go to eat a Swedish meatball. And I make four more runs. Fuck you. And the big purse. Women carry big purses, Tech. Fuck you. The way no one helps you actually saves you money. Fucking assholes.
You fucking wiped your ass with a towel and left it.
Yeah. Don't let me in your store.
One towel.
Mm-hmm. And then as that's going on, people are sending me sweet birthday cards of their family and little babies.
Oh, Christmas and New Year's cards.
Yeah. What do you do with them now? You know, luckily we have a cork board and like fans send us stuff and we put it on and it's cute, you know. But what do regular people do when, like, here's one for example. It's cute. It's a couple and their baby, Max, Kaylee, and Scarlett Allen. And, you know, you have the family and the kid, and you're like, oh, that's nice. Now, if you knew them, what do you do with the card now? You throw it away, right? I mean, let's be honest. What do you do?
I think you put it on the mantle if you have one, or like Christmassy
until
area.
January 2nd, then right in the garbage?
I think so.
Yeah. Do some people ever save it, and then they're like, oh, fuck, the Allens are coming over. They put it up. You know, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's what they look like now.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I look forward to, like, you know, to me, I guess it's the same as an invitation to a wedding. It's lovely. You spent a lot of money on it, but I'm not keeping it forever, right? It's, you know, you make a little album of your thing and that's it.
But there's no letter or anything to this. It's just, I don't know, the Allens. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year at the Allens.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Oh, the kid's cute.
Here's the Carino kids. They're getting older.
Okay, I love getting the Carino one because it's always sassy and it's always like, here's what our kids' personalities are like.
And the dad's in the bottom right corner in jail, so they can't be together, but you get to see them all, and that's nice. I saw some magazine was saying, hey, here's some Christmas ideas, and here's one. The John Lennon letters. You know John Lennon, obviously, one of the greatest of all time. The John Lennon letters is an intimate collection of private musings sent by the famed musician to his friends, families, and lovers. So think about that. I know ex-girlfriends that keep cards and stuff and letters that I wrote them. First of all, you should have to throw all that out when Sorry. You move on.
Still
right.
Have it.
I'm just telling you what women should do. Guys should do it too. If you write a love letter to somebody, they don't want you to still have it when you moved on. You know, after you share fuck yous back and forth, don't save these letters, you know?
It's for when you're old, when you're like 80. Someone loved me. Look at me, I'm a mess.
But I don't know. I know some girl kept things from high school that I wrote, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, you haven't talked to me since, so you probably think I'm still this 38-year-old idiot that apologized for not knowing how to kiss you right in the library.
Aw.
You know?
Did you really?
There's something dumb like that.
No.
Yeah, Jill. She moved on. 6 kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but anyway. Poor John Lennon. He didn't know when he was writing letters. Everybody's going to save these forever. Maybe he doesn't want it out.
You should write copyright at the end of all yours.
Yeah. You may not send Merry Christmas and don't send this without permission.
Yeah, you know those things that lawyers have at the end of their email?
Yeah.
This is just for this recipient, blah, blah, blah. You should just add that to all of it.
Speaking of New Year's, in France, they love to put down America. Well, listen to what they're up to. 1,193 parked cars were set on fire over New Year's Eve as part of a tradition that started in the 1990s. The conservative government of former President Nicolas Sarkozy had stopped publishing the number of torched cars in a bid to stop youths from trying to outdo one another. Wow. In an effort to boost transparency, the new socialist government opted to resume publishing the number of burned cars, which appeared to have remained steady. The previous published figure was New Year's Eve 2009 with 1,147 burned cars. So they beat that record by about 50 cars. So congrats.
What cars are they burning?
Whatever's parked, whatever they can get to, and they just burn.
So if my car's parked?
If it's parked on the street, it sounds like it's getting gone.
Oh, by the way, every time I go away for the Christmas vacation, I come back and something's up with my car.
How do you mean?
This time, I'm driving to work today.
Right.
Check engine sign is on.
Mm.
And that's a biggie.
That could have been set on fire. Look at it that way.
Yeah.
You're in America.
I might have had insurance for that.
Do you put a tree up? We put a tree up. I was in the hospital for most of the time the tree was up. I go into the hospital. I get out. It's time to pay rent again. Oh, I wrote that check with such anger. Like, for a while, I wasn't here. Can we work something out? I wasn't here.
We didn't have a tree at our place, but I did post a version of a tree that we had that Johnny put up, and it was very cute. I posted it on, I think, Twitter, but definitely Facebook.
Very space-saving.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, actually. If you don't have the room for it, I think we made a really nice alternative. But then we had one at Lauren's parents put up one, so we had one there. And they put on, you know, the Christmas angel on top?
Yeah.
They got a Christmas angel, and her mom glued hair so that she looks like me.
Okay, that's nice.
So that they can include me in their celebrating.
These Christmas trees are kind of like an allegory for the New Year's resolutions, right? They go up. And you go, you know what, I'm going to keep my place pretty forever. Maybe not a tree, but, you know, I can make this place look nice. And then you're like...
Maybe a nice house plant.
Yeah. If I see one more fucking pine cone. You know what I mean? If I see one more little needle on the ground, fuck this, the tree's going away and I'm eating dessert again. Who here are keeping the resolutions? We're on day 9.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Did you make any resolutions?
No, the regular dumb shit. I'm gonna, you know, maybe work out, try to watch what I'm eating, that kind of thing. But right. You know,
mine is
try to figure out if people are being an asshole to me faster. That's all.
Get the super fuck on the super fast.
Right.
Well, mine was that I still want to be as motivated and push things along in the same manner as last year. But
me too. Then,
but. I want to comb my hair a little more often.
Mm-hmm. Mine is the same thing, bigger butt. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just smell the roses sometimes, right?
Yeah, like my armpits.
Okay, so it's all about grooming this one.
Yes,
okay.
Because what happens is you know I'll get shit done and I'm you know really proud of myself.
Do you really mean physically?
Oh yeah, I need to comb my hair more often.
Oh, I thought you meant smell the roses. Like, relax a little bit.
No, I mean...
Because when it's the weekend, I tell him that. I'm like, relax. Then him gets mad at me. There's stuff you could do, too. Like, well, I'm relaxing.
It's, you know what? It is infuriating, and I know that I'm not the only one who would feel this way. It's the same way as, like, you get worked off, you get worked up about something, and somebody goes, calm down. It's like, really? Calm down? That's what you have to offer me?
Right.
It's like, well, this needs to be done by Monday, and Keith goes... So don't do it. Mm-hmm. All right, Keith, that's not infuriating. We work for the same company that we own, so
I got it.
Maybe not say that.
I got it. What do I say, though? What do you say? There's nothing. Nothing. Okay.
Well, your thing is you're trying to make me feel better, but you're actually being an ass.
Right, so what can I do? Nothing, right? You see somebody like this stressing out, and you're like, I know we can figure out something that they can relax a little bit, and they don't feel that way. Do you go like, okay.
But you're not helping.
Right, I won't. It's the weekend.
So then don't help.
Right.
Why are you trying to help and make it worse? You don't want to help, right? So when you tell me to calm down.
Right. So you just got to let it go.
But you're not being helpful. Do you want to help?
No.
So then why are you trying to help?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I know what you mean. Okay.
I don't know. If the computer is fucking up and you know we have a show on Monday and you're here over the weekend and you're like, I got to get this done. If I go, then skip it.
I know. But the computer doesn't fuck up every weekend.
We have a lot of work.
Okay. Sorry. Are you mad that I don't want to work weekends?
No, it's just odd that you're like, then just don't do it, or, you know, I'm sure we'll figure something out. And I'm like, okay, then figure it out so I can stop. Okay. I'm sure we'll figure it out is like the dumbest thing, because you're not helping. You're not reaching out. You're just saying it'll get done. It's like saying the universe will provide. And I'm like, that's just more angering because it's not providing and I'm actually doing it.
Do you want to brush your hair more often?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to give
yourself. I washed my hair today, and that's the only time I comb it.
See?
Yep.
You relaxed a little bit and you did that. How'd that feel?
Time consuming.
How good was your vacation?
Amazing.
Okay, then. I'm on to something.
Amazing.
You know, you're making me sound like an asshole here. Lindsay Lohan was asked, what subject, Lindsay, would you be good at teaching? Now, to me, I'm upset at the interviewer. It's picking on a retard. It really is. But the retard says, I could teach anything I set my mind to. Maybe ethics.
Why would she go there? Because she's so misunderstood?
Unless she's the funniest person in town. Unless Lindsay Lohan is a number one aces comedian. I mean, what do you say? Like, you see her in the news for robbery, for, you know, being high, for drinking all the time, you know, for crashing into somebody with her car and not showing up to court. What do you say if you're the friend and you go, any resolutions? And she goes, no. less desserts. Oh, fuck you.
Maybe she is being funny.
Maybe, but I'm going to doubt it. A sign that somebody sent me from outside of a bar. Alcohol won't solve your problems, but then neither will milk. And another one, finish your beer. There's sober kids in India. You know newscaster Sam Donaldson? If you don't remember, he's the one that looks like a Vulcan. He was arrested on suspicion of a DUI early this month. He should have said people forget so much. Like, if somebody said, wait a minute, that was disgusting. You were drunk in a car driving. Just go, no, that was Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
You know? Funny. I mean, think about it. Slurring all the time. Can't pronounce a word right. He's 78. Yeah, like, why were you driving all fucked up? Don't even say you had a drink. I'm 78. Me and Asians. What do you want? Okay, sir. Sorry about that.
I always get disappointed when the person who's driving all fucked up, I get near them and I look at them and I'm like, oh, why did you have to be Asian?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I don't want to think this.
Yeah, I think about that almost any race or anything that you're doing something that...
Is your stereotype?
Is your stereotype. If I'm on the subway and you have a black guy with his headphones and he's yelling the rap louder than, you know, it was originally done in the studio. And you're like, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm black and you're embarrassing me. You know, it's odd. This guy, Sam Donaldson, he failed a field sobriety test. He was charged and released to an adult pending his appearance in court. He is reportedly cooperative as it all went down. Instead of what? Ripping the steering wheel off.
Well, you know, he could have been belligerent.
I don't know. I remember, and this guy's no Walter Cronkite. I remember people, oh, Walter Cronkite. Now, that was a news guy. The way he said, there's a man on the moon. I mean, what's he going to do? What a bore this fucking Walter Cronkite was. He's so classy. Instead of going, holy fuck, there's a man on the moon. He really said, there's a man on the moon. I mean, this guy really had it going on.
I don't know. People are starting to compare me to Larry King, No, I'm not sure. Am I saying the right name, right?
It's insulting.
The interviewer, and I'm just thinking about you talking about him.
Larry King is terrible. In fact, Larry King is the worst, and how he justifies being the worst is that he says, I want to be like the regular Joe, so I never look up any information on my guests. So the band comes on, speaking about John Lennon, the Beatles, or not the Beatles, well, Paul McCartney and Ringo came on, and he's calling Ringo John. John's dead, of course. And it's like, well, you could have looked up the fucking Beatles.
The odd thing about that, where it's like, oh, I don't want to say anything. I want to be surprised, basically, is what he's saying.
Right.
The thing is you shouldn't be surprised by little things. And also, if you're going to be a good interviewer about people who have been in the public eye for so long that everybody knows everything about them, then you look up what everybody already asked them and you find that different question. That's what right. I think makes you a good interviewer, not completely being... If you're learning from the beginning about the Beatles, I might not watch your show because I already know this.
Right. It's the person doesn't mean it, of course, but it's an insult to compare you to Larry King.
Well, I think what they're saying...
They're just that going for whoever they heard.
The interest of what the person is going to say next, apparently, Larry. I never saw an interview.
There's no interest. He's terrible.
I never saw an
interview. I'm telling you. He's horrible. He's horrible. It's like they said Face Boy is the... who's that? Who was that guy that he had? Ed Sullivan. Thank you, Tech. I just keep looking at him, and then I get it. He says he's the Ed Sullivan of the Lower East Side. I'm like, that's a fucking insult. The Beatles. Oh, Ed Sullivan was another bore. Yeah, I think people just around forever, and they go, he was so great.
Well, I'm also being compared. I forget this woman, but it's more than once, this NPR woman who I looked up, and I'm like, yes, please compare me one more to her. It's so cool.
Right. No. Who said that? Was it McNally? Probably said that?
No.
Terrible. A celebrity photographer was struck by a car after crossing a busy street in order to get a picture of Justin Bieber. Hi. Bieber's white Ferrari, this is in L.A., was driven by a friend of his. However, Bieber was not there, but this guy didn't know it. A California Highway Patrol officer pulled the driver over for speeding on the 405 freeway, and the car exited to Sepulveda Boulevard.
The Jaguar was pulled over, or the paparazzi?
Pulled the driver over, so I assume the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. The car.
Okay.
Bieber's car, without Bieber. The photographer parked his car, crossed the boulevard, took some pictures, and was warned by the police officer he's in a dangerous position. When the photographer crossed the busy street back, he was hit by a female driver with two children in the car.
Poor woman.
They have to live with that now.
Yeah.
The driver stopped and tried to help the victim, but he was pronounced dead at the hospital. No charges filed against the driver.
Yeah, but still, she killed someone with her car. That's something right. We have to live with.
A California Superior Court judge recently overturned a law passed in 2010 that punishes paparazzi driving dangerously to obtain images they will sell because it violated the First Amendment. Yes. You'd hate to violate that First Amendment. Come to nods in agreement.
No. I thought you were saying something different. No. I thought something else. But the First Amendment is not just a free-for-all. It's you can do a lot of things that you want to do, but it has to not endanger anyone else.
Ben Franklin.
They're endangering.
Ben Franklin knew.
Ben Franklin.
Thomas Jefferson knew that someday in the future, what are these celebrities hiding? Is Bieber in that car? Is he on marijuana? It's a right of our citizens to know. And so we passed the celebrity stalking law. Bieber expressed his hope that new laws will be enacted that prevent paparazzi from engaging in dangerous and lawful behavior. He then went on to make terrible child music. Okay. There you have it. Record companies representing stars like Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and Alicia Keys have been caught on YouTube making fake views. You know, you go on YouTube and you see some of these artists have millions of views, and you're like, I get they're celebrities. I get it's Lady Gaga, but what the fuck? They're faking these views, these record companies. They're hiring some, you know, one of these nerds that can figure out how to change an IP address and see a view. Change their IP address, click in another view. And they add millions of views to these celebrities. You'll be as popular in the scale of things, of popularity, as you will normal, but nope, that's not enough.
Wow.
We have to act like we're even more popular than we are.
Did they take off the video altogether?
I think they were able to roll it back. They figured out the problem and rolled it back.
See, they should take it off and start from zero.
Nicki Minaj is another one. Will I Am. As a company for Universal Music, they, for example, lost 7 billion views. 7 billion fake numbers. How aren't you embarrassed as one of these celebrities?
I doubt. I was just thinking, would they know? And I don't think they would know, because I think the record labels just try to keep their heads big. Like, look how awesome you are. This thing is doing great. Let's keep going.
Sony BMG only did 2.3 million, by the way, if you're curious.
So. Million or billion?
Only million.
Oh.
One's only million.
That's actually not bad if it's across the board for a company.
My Lord. Another company, 850 million views were cheated. Notable channels affected include ones belonging to Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Beyonce, Avril Lavigne.
Michael Jackson doesn't need that.
Well, let's just make sure. Let's just be sure. I mean, my goodness. My goodness. I remember talking, by the way, about Rihanna and Chris Brown. Somebody brought this up. Like, how do you... They're back together again, Chris Brown and Rihanna, and just being their friends and, you know, and trying to act like everything's cool. Everything's fine. You got to be careful what you say. Hey, Chris, are you... Rihanna, you hitting that again? I mean, are you back? Fuck it. Ah, shit. It's really hard to talk to you, you know?
Haven't you had friends like that where it's like someone breaks up and you wait a little while until it's safe and then you're like, yeah, that guy's an asshole. And then they get back together and you're like, fuck. And then they break up again. You're like, yeah, remember I said he was an asshole? And then they get back together again. It's like, I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm just not.
I know, but if there's violence involved.
Right.
You got to watch what you say, you know? Yeah. I mean, hey, Rihanna, why are you back with him again? Ah, beats me. What? You got to be careful. Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, they're having a baby. Kim Kardashian is supposedly pregnant with Kanye West's baby.
Boo.
In fact, they just got a place to move in together.
Boo.
Tell me this isn't the song Gold Digger.
Who? Which one of them?
Which one?
They're both loaded.
I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. When you did a song, you know, you get stuck with somebody for 18 years. 18 years, right?
Yeah, but she's not. She's got millions and millions. She might have more than him.
Kanye West. We all know whether he's an asshole or not. Yeah, she could have more than him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think she does.
Yeah. Then be with somebody who, you know, owns a gas station. Okay. So with Kanye West. But still, you have a baby. You're going to be stuck with this woman.
Mm.
For 18 years.
And then find out it wasn't his.
But you have a song all about chicks and money. I'm sure you have other songs about it. I'm guessing. These Kanye West songs, he seems like a dickhead. But every time I put one of his albums in, they're amazing.
You don't want to like him.
You don't want to. No one wants to like him. No, he's a shithead. No one wants to like him, you know. But it does look like Kim Kardashian let him finish, you know. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes.
But he's going to be envious when he sees people with number one dad shirts on. He's like, fuck you, I'm the best dad. I gave my baby the bottle this morning. Kim Kardashian, who got famous because she was in a porn video with Ray J. You're like, who's Ray J? Now you know, because he has like two, three shows on MTV, or he used to. That was Brandy's brother. That's all. Who the fuck was Brandy?
Right.
No, this isn't during her peak. Who? Her brother? Who cares? And then it's this girl with a big fat ass. Good looking face, big fat ass. Okay. Now she's a fucking millionaire from all these shows. And more. And her video, her porn video, which I guarantee she's making money off it. She's saying, no, I don't want it out there. So thank God it's out there, honey, by the way, for you. But anyway, a lot of people are seeing that video now.
Yeah.
Because she's marrying Kanye. They want to, there's interest, there's even more interest in her, and they want to see her fucking another guy? Like, oh, wasn't even thinking of Kim Kardashian, to be honest. But now she's in the news again because of Kanye West. I wonder what that fuck tape was like.
Have you seen it?
No, it spiked 80%, by the way.
Wow.
When this news of the wedding came out.
Wow.
Oh. I do want another Kanye West album. I do want to hear these raps.
Well, I think you'll get one. Because now he'll have a little more to talk about.
A lot of stupid shit rhymes with dumbass show. And I'm in. I'm totally in. It's going to be exciting. She's pretending she wants the pregnancy and everything to be private. She acted like she was upset when Kanye West announced it at a show. Meanwhile, she already orchestrated something with a magazine to show the baby bump. for $300,000.
Wow.
Think about that when you go to work. $300,000 for the baby bump.
Wow.
Could be indigestion.
Remember when you had a baby bump? Nobody paid you $300,000.
I had a baby bump. They're doing tests to get rid of it. It's shocking.
Tell her to take some saline.
She's doing interviews deliberately about the pregnancy for not wanting it. Already, you know, stories are already written into this reality show of hers. Somebody told me that third daughter is going to fuck Snooki's son and the new devil is reborn. I don't know. I look at her just wiping him out and him being like, what happened to the world? I really do.
She's so rich.
No, so she, oh, right, so she's done.
She doesn't need his money.
And, right. That's why there's going to be six more Kardashian TV shows. Because what? It's not for the money? Her whole career is for the money. It's all for the money.
Oh, she's marrying him for her career in the show?
For her career. Sure, it's for his career.
I think she's just marrying him because she just likes being married and engaged in things. That's all. I think she just makes dumb decisions like an average girl. And I mean that average guy also. Like, people just make dumb decisions when, you know, there's a penis in them or, you know, they're looking at a vagina. It's just stupid.
McBain is waiting for Kanye to go broke and desperate. No one man should have all that chowder. Long John Silver fries the fish and beer battered flour. It's going to come. Got to be careful. So let me tell you real quick about this IKEA experience. We got a new apartment. I mean, we've already been in our old apartment for a whole year, so that's enough.
Wow, this is isn't it a huge, you've been moving every year.
Every year.
You really have, literally.
Yeah. So.
What's up with that?
Well, Catherine has her, my fiance has her art business, calmtheham.com, and she has all these, you know, posters and stuff she makes, and there seriously isn't room for these big printouts in our apartment. Trying to play Halo is the death of me. She's walking around slowly. You got to move faster when I'm saving the world, honey.
Now, how does she deal when she is, because she gives herself work after work and on the weekend,
right.
And you just say, then just don't do it, or save it, yeah. You got to go to sleep.
Yes.
Does she get mad?
No, she listens to me. Right. She understands. Right. But no, that's what you do to somebody you care about. You go, hey.
She's got deadlines, though.
You got to relax. She goes, she doesn't go, well, then do my fucking posters. She goes, yeah, you know what, I do have to relax a little bit. She doesn't, but she understands she has to. That's how we meet in the middle. So we need another room. We need an office. It'd be mostly for her, but I'll have my computer and everything there. But we took a look at a new apartment, like I said. I talked to Danny on Danny's show, how I'm negative about things, and I think it's a positive thing. I went in there. I'm like, all right, you know what? Our lease is, we have to re-sign at February. There's really not much time. I'll look at this apartment if you want, but if not, we're going to have to wait another year. I walked in, loved it. I'm not that kind of person. We just looked at each other like, all right, let's play it cool, but this is it.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm in so much room. I mean, this is so dumb. This is for city folk. You know, Tech's going to laugh, but closets and then places on top the closets. A little high up, but you can, you know, so you slide these doors over. So you put things you don't get too much, like camping equipment and, you know, anything like that. I love it. I'm excited. Awesome. Yeah. So I think it'll be cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Now
now you can get away from that crazy person, right? There was that crazy neighbor that you recorded in.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about saying to my landlord, just to make sure that I get out, that my girlfriend's pregnant, so there's not hassle. And
I don't understand. Why?
Because what if there's hassle? I'm sure I signed something that said you have to let me know 30 days
right.
before you leave, and now it's the 9th.
Right.
And I am a good tenant, so you'd rather have me, quite frankly. I always pay on time, and I'm nice. I never give hassle. Right. I don't really complain about anything, as push comes to shove. I never complained about the prostitute and the crazy guy
right.
on the first floor. So if I throw in, she's pregnant, we need another room. Maybe there's no questions. Maybe there's no problem. Maybe I get my security deposit back without hassle.
Right. I don't know.
You know, why not throw it in? And like you say about the crazy person and the prostitute downstairs, I don't think those people are good for our baby. So I got to get out of here.
I swear to God, you know what? 3 months from now, we're going to find out that Keith was serious. Kat's really pregnant. Just like when you reveal that you were engaged. And it's like, oh, whatever, with my fiance says it. And I'm like, he just said fiance, but that's odd.
We had a bunch of stuff before we knew we were going to move for space. We were ordering from IKEA. So we pick it out and then they're going to deliver it. And I'm at the studio, not far from my house. And
You're picking it out online?
We picked it out. You had to go there for some reason. Nothing's as easy as these fucking commercials. This fucking IKEA, I watch it on TV, and the wife goes, honey, we have to get this and this, a schlug and a fluglo and a plugglo. And he says, you know, honey, you get a froyo. I'll take care of all this. She starts dripping, and she goes, oh, God, you will? Yeah, you just met me. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, of course, I'm your husband. I'll go and take care. Oh, you're an angel. Thank you. Leave. And he turns to an IKEA worker and goes, hands the slip the wife just gave him. Goes, here, you got this, right? And he goes, yeah. Fuck you. There's no such place and there's no such person. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I got it, sir. And everything will be taken care of. You got to find the schlong and the pling yourself. Of course,
why did they name it like that?
It's a TV and sofa. And so, you know, you got to do everything yourself. And I point all this out. You got to, even though it's delivery, you got to bring it to them so they could store it and then deliver it. And so they say, when we get to your place, we'll let you know half hour before we get to your place. I'm like, that's fine. I'm 8 minutes away. This will work out perfect. They go, bring. Well, what happens? Well, negative Keith knows what's going to happen. We're at your house already. Mm. I'm like, oh, I will be there in a little bit. But I was told there'd be a half hour call. They say the same thing that their boss tells me later, that another person tells me later. No, that's a courtesy thing. We don't have to do it. So what do you tell? Did you just tell me you're doing something uncourteous? that half hour thing? And they know what I'm talking about. Like, they heard of it. That's a courtesy thing. We don't do that all the time. We don't have to.
Okay, well, for courtesy, I'm letting you know I'll be there in 8 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, you have to be here soon or we're leaving.
Okay.
They leave.
What?
They leave for me to schedule a new, they say you have to go to IKEA, do everything all over again, and pay a new delivery fee. I go, I got this hose, I'm not going anywhere. It ends up being too, I can do it over the phone, but I need to pay another $100. And what really gets my goat, instead of just going, fuck you, it is cheap, it is a deal. Now do I just suck it up, you got me, motherfuckers, and pay an extra $100? Or do I just go, fuck you, and deliberately pay more for this new couch and this and that? I guess they're going to win. Wow. Because I might as well pay, but I'm going to get my money back in silverware, believe me.
Wow.
But it's when you see, you hear every big store's failing, your Best Buy's, this and that. It is a treat to me. Yay. It's supposed to be, you know, worry people about the economy. No, it's bad service and I love it. Yay.
Wow.
The same Home Depot non-service. Aisle 8. Really, on your commercial, you walk me to it. And we do a dance about how to put pipes together.
You know who actually does that? Trader Joe's. They will walk you to your product.
Right. And if they went under, you'd be like, oh, that is such a shame.
Yeah.
But when IKEA fails, fuck you.
They'll check the back. They'll go, oh, I don't see it. I'll go check the back. Maybe we haven't unpacked it yet. I'm like, what?
Oh no. That's
You're
just
volunteering. Is your manager around?
Steal everything. Steal from Home Depot. Steal from IKEA. Fuck you. Fuck you. My name is Keith Malley. I said this. Fuck them, assholes. How come nobody helps me? That saves you money, sir. Oh, okay, like they say, sir. Who's kidding who? Dave's writing me a letter, very nice. I just finished reading The Great American Novel by Keith Malley, and I got less than 48 hours ago. Ace's 10, outstanding. It was even funnier than Junkie by William Burroughs, which I don't think was meant to be a comedy, but what's better than a book about a heroin addict? Keith's book, that's what.
Nice.
So very sweet. Thank you.
Also available for the Kindle and all the ebooks and on audio.
Mm. Do not forget, Vistaprint is what I'm talking about. If you have your business and you went, hey, I have an extra room and everything. I'm taking this business seriously. You got to get one of these calendars, business cards. Take a look at what I'm talking about. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. We were talking about calendars today. It's 2013. Include a personal photo, text, images, captions on your calendars, notes for special dates. Start with any month you want. Start with February. End with January.
Didn't that calendar that she got you with pictures of you guys together, wasn't that from Vistaprint?
Everybody loves it. Yeah. Everybody loves it. Put pictures, whatever you want, name special dates. You know, sometimes you get these calendars, Washington's birthday, this birthday. Put little cute things in that or little sales that you want. Yeah, we were saying this today, just today, as a matter of fact. You get the calendar, what do? Okay, I have a calendar. I'll put this up for now. It's up all year long. Mm. You order from that place, whatever that business is, time and time again, because you pass it all the time, because you keep looking at your fridge, you fat fuck. That resolution didn't go anywhere, did it? You see what I'm saying? This took a negative turn. My point is, Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Check them out. It obviously helps us out too. And let me mention this real quick before we leave. If you work at a hospital, do not send the bill and the survey at the same time. And you remember I wrote a long list of complaints while I was in the hospital? I sent to their main person. Maybe they'll take it seriously, get me the fuck out so I don't cause problems is also what I'm thinking. And they go, we received your letter of complaints, the main person at Mount Sinai Hospital. We received your letter, and thank you for letting us know. Please take the time to fill out a survey that you received. If you have any more questions, talk to Dawn whoever.
Wow.
That's that bitch who's a social advocate. Who kept going, no, doctor will come and see you. Remember her? And I go, doctor didn't see me today. They have to by law.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's get a time travel machine by law. You crazy bitch. Now listen to this survey. Your care from nurses. During the hospital stay, how often did nurses treat you with courtesy and respect? Wow. Never, sometimes, usually, or always. This is how I'm going to complain? Well, how did they treat me with respect? Well, usually. But when they didn't, I thought it was life-threatening. But out of my choices, usually. During the hospital stay, how often did nurses listen carefully to you? Sometimes. I guess I'd have to rate sometimes. It's sometimes or never. No. You don't get to... No, fuck you. No, you don't. That's how they get you to do what they want you to do. You want to complain? Here's how you complain. I complained by rating sometimes I wasn't carefully listened to at all. Well, he didn't say never, so we have to work on sometimes. But usually it's going to be good, right? They think that was good. During this hospital stay, how often did nurses explain things in a way you can understand? I guess sometimes. During the hospital stay, after you pressed the call button, how often did you get help as soon as you wanted it? Maybe twice. Sometimes.
Twice sounds a lot, but you were in the hospital for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
Your care from doctors. During the hospital stay, how often did doctors treat you with courtesy and respect? Well, always. They always nice to my face. During the hospital stay, how often did doctors listen carefully to you? I don't think that. I think very flippant, but this guy I'm with now, he was one guy in here, he's very nice to me. I don't get to pick never now? Sometimes. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. We'll figure it out when hospitals go under. Everything will be home care. I hope they go under too. 2013. This is what I'm hoping for the year. All these big places go under. And on that note, thank you guys very, very much.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Now, everything's good with me. Feeling good, nice and strong. And that's it. Kemda came back from her vacation. She's looking good.
Thank you.
I'm very excited. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.